if it's incomplete, it's a win. You're listening, friend, okay? On the federal level, we are not overturning same-sex marriage. With, unfortunately, dear, in red states all across the USA, in Texas, it is a week or two ago, they decided to allow judges, whoever, court clerks or whatever, to not issue marriage license to gay couples if they themselves personally believe it is the Christian belief. So there's that. There will be red states, judges within those red states who may not marry you if you're gay. That's okay.
On the midterms, with thousands of flights canceled, more Americans running out of money to eat, and the Senate in session trying to fix the crisis that caused those problems, the president was at an NFL game last night after coming back from a weekend in Florida. He didn't know where to stick to stop paying nothing to feed the hungry, a bid that was rejected Sunday night by an appeals court. And his Treasury Department proposed minting a coin with both sides featuring Trump. And while small businesses hit hard by all the uncertainty of stock hiring, Trump and his team says there is no affordability crisis.
If you look at all the things, the positive things about the economy, industrial production is about an all-time high, capital spending about an all-time high, GDP growth right now about 4%, then that shows that the income growth that we need to get more affordability is on the path to happening.
Let's bring in CNBC senior analyst Ron Funt and former Republican Congressman from Pennsylvania Charlie Jeff. So Ron, he said we're on the path to affordability. Are we? Is that what the data shows?
Not really. I mean, not by any stretch. And it's true that we haven't even read by the Federal Reserve expected to grow 4% in this third quarter. But it also is, the growth is coming from the investment in AI infrastructure and the top 20% of wage earners who are spending the bulk of the money on the economy. Everyone below that is spending either equal to inflation or less than. If you want to talk about affordability, consumer prices are 3% above year-over-year levels. We have energy prices 2.8% above year-over-year levels. We have auto repossessions at the highest level since 2009. All delinquencies also at the highest level since 2011. So unless you're in the top 20% of all wage earners, you're not spending a lot of money. You're also seeing the labor market deteriorate, and you're having a fairly tough time.
Congressman, since last week's election, President Trump's messaging on the cost of living has been, let's say, inconsistent at best. Here's a sample.
They have this new word called affordability, and they don't talk about it enough. The Democrats make it up.
So I don't want to hear about the affordability. Affordability, they call it. There's a con job by the Democrats. The reason I don't want to talk about affordability is because everybody knows that it's far less expensive under Trump.
It's a new word that is a con job by the Democrats. What do you make of his messaging on this? And let's just remind folks, voters have said very clearly this is the most important issue to them.
Well, clearly there's a lot of economic angst in this country. And as I just pointed out, inflation is higher than it ought to be. The inflation rate is higher than the Fed's target. We don't have a lot of good data right now. It seems to have a shutdown. The bottom line is that the Federal Reserve didn't lower interest rates because they were unconcerned about inflation. They lowered it because they're worried about softening the economy and the labor market. So I'm not sure if the message I hear from the president is very helpful. You need to understand and reflect the pain that a lot of Americans are feeling, whether it's through higher prices or concerns about keeping their jobs. I mean, that's the bottom line. It just sounds like, I don't think that blaming Biden anymore is really going to hunt very well with most of the American public. I think we've moved beyond that. We're now in the Trump economy and beyond the Biden economy. The bottom line is people are worried about their jobs and they're worried about prices.
So there are two parts to this, right? There's the messaging, and then there's also what can you see, Congressman. So while senators were trying to negotiate a deal and a shutdown, President Trump ordered states to stop paying now.